All right, everyone, it's time for today's second New Tech exclusive. We're going to talk about the Australians because they're at it again. Yes, they compete with the Canadians to be the worst posters on the internet. No offense to any Australians or Canadians that happen to be watching, but other than Vermonters, you're definitely the key ship posters. There was a study, this was years ago, that showed that Vermonters, this is my state, had the most problematic posting of anyone in the United States. And it wasn't even close, actually. It was pretty funny. I'm like, I wonder what I contributed to this. Probably a bit. But Australia has decided that men should be allowed to use female-only apps. That is, if you develop an app, like for dating or anything like that, you're no longer allowed to control it. You're no longer allowed to say, okay, this is a safe space for men. This is a safe space for women. Are you going to extend that to race? Can you have an Abbo app or something like that? Abbo chat or something like that. Only Aboriginals are allowed to use it. So-called Aboriginals. And then a white Australian dude decides to join the shitpost, gets banned, and sues you. That would be bad. Also, I don't think that that one would hold up in court. I wonder why. What if you had an app that's only for gay people? It's like a gay dating site, and you're like, okay, if you sign up here, you've got to be a homosexual because this is a sausage fest. This is a dick factory. And then a straight dude decides to show up, or a woman or something. The woman shows up, tee-hee-hee, I feel like a homosexual male in my mind, so I'm allowed to use your app. And harass people, potentially, or, you know, look at your dick pics or something like that. Catfish you. Will that be allowed? I have a feeling that that probably wouldn't be. It's only applied to situations like this, where a person named Roxanne Tickle, who is biologically male, and therefore a man, who has been transgendered, don't know if bottom surgery was involved. It doesn't look like there's much estrogen there, so just saying, I think that someone's off their hormone replacement therapy. Tried to join an app that was specifically only for females. Supposed to be a female chat zone. I don't know what you women chat about, by the way, when men aren't around. Because if I'm around here, there's a man around. I don't know. I just assume that you compare boob sizes and talk shit about your boyfriends and stuff like that, or your girlfriends, you know, that might apply. That's my assumption. That, or when you get older, you talk about, I guess, sewing and you know, what your cat did the other day. So something cozy like that. But you should be able to do that. You should be able to have a space where only natural-born females, people without a Y chromosome, that's the determinant of gender. If you have a Y chromosome, you are automatically male. If you do not have one, you are automatically female. That's the point. And then there are various disorders, but they all fall under that umbrella. I can account for 100% of potential gender arrangements just by fixing for the Y chromosome. You see, you got Turner syndrome, X0, you've only got one X chromosome, you're still female. You look female too. You've got XXY, which is actually fairly common among men. Okay, well, maybe you have abnormal tit development and a proclivity towards weight gain. But you're still male. You can create children and everything else. You got a dick, etc. There's only one disorder that really causes what could be accounted for as almost true transgenderism. And that has nothing to do with the gender chromosomes at all. It has nothing to do with the sex chromosomes. There's a secondary mutation that can happen in certain males that makes them appear completely female. Their testes never develop. They're estrogenated, etc. That they've got a vagina. It's as close as you're possibly going to get to true transgenderism. And it's unidirectional, of course. There's no possibility of a genetic disorder that moves you in the other direction. So you have a chick with a dick in reality. That does not exist. Australia has once again decided to erase women and womanhood. I don't think this is a good thing. I realize that it's fashionable among some men to shit on women. Say, well, you know, we need to strip back women's right to vote. You know, it was a big mistake. Women are poison. You sound like the grumpy dwarf from Snow White, actually. I do not choose to shit on women. I think that women are great. They feel good, they taste good, they smell good, most of the time, depending. Women should be cherished. We shouldn't be erasing women, we should be upholding them. That's the whole point. What the fuck else is there in existence other than reproducing anyway? That's their entire purpose to existence, is to enjoy life insofar as we're obtaining the nutrition and the shelter that we need to survive, and then to fuck. That's the whole point. Monkey mind. That's the whole point of civilization itself. That's why we've got so many constraints on sexuality, to try to uphold it. I mean, sometimes society goes a little bit far, like burkas and shit like that, but the whole point is the enjoyment of that pleasure, the enjoyment of lust and of sexual completement and things like that. Australia has decided to degenerate itself in the other direction, ignoring the existence of women entirely, to pretend that someone born with a dick and a Y chromosome is magically female because he feels it in his mind. Well, that's not the way that it works. I have no problem with people simply transgendering themselves. You're a dude. You want to take estrogen, you're going to grow boobs and lose some of your body hair and stuff, and you'll be all estrogenated and stuff. Fine. Go ahead. Wear women's clothes. It's perfectly fine. Yeah, maybe you still fuck chicks, you know, because you're a chick with a dick and it feels good. Maybe you want to fuck men. There's no problem with that. But don't try to compel other people to acknowledge a reality that's not even real. This individual is male. He will never not be male. That's just the long and short of it. Dress how you want, fuck how you want, fuck who you want, get bottom surgery, take estrogen, take testosterone, do whatever the fuck makes you happy and makes you fulfilled. You have that right. You don't have the right to compel other people to recognize a reality that isn't real. And that's what we're being told that we have to do. I oppose it completely, and I condemn the nation of Australia for allowing this to happen. There should be protests in the street, but I suspect that all the bogans are too busy watching soccer at the moment. That's about all. Peace out.